Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the highly acclaimed mystery thriller Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread by Carl H. Mitchell, you step into a world of intrigue and suspense. A thrilling science fiction that follows a group of people who are in pursuit of defeating a man-made plague to secure humanity's safety. Carl H. Mitchell developed a penchant for writing at a young age. Born in California, raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Lake Worth, Florida, he earned his bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey, worked at IBM for 35 years as an engineer, programmer, and manager. Upon retiring, Carl went back to his first love, writing. He's written several short stories. Sundown Engineering Gives the Devil a Sunburn, published by Covenant Books, is his first novel. A near-future police procedural with thriller, mystery, espionage, and dystopian aspects. There's also science fiction touches as well. And now part two of a suspense trilogy, Friendship City Hanging by a Thread, an American Fiction Awards winner from the AmericanBookFest.com, author Carl H. Mitchell, our guest on This Week in America. Carl, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on the program.
What an excellent job. It is our pleasure. What an excellent job you've done with book two in this trilogy. I didn't want to give away too much in the beginning, so I'll let you do that. You can tell us as much as you want to about the book. What exactly is the book about? You touch on a number of topics and basically could even be ripped from the headlines today, as we'll talk about. What is the book about, Friendship City?
Friendship City is about the two protagonists. Is an NYPD detective, Nick Garvey, who's about 20 years experience in a diminished police and detective agency in New York City, and President Lenora Allison of the United States. She's been characterized as a hands-on president that's not afraid to join a fight. And they combat the World Council, a dictatorial regime that has tried to control the whole world. The first book, Sundown, they had control of the world's oil. The second book, Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread, which basically is the Friendship City is a combination of Brownsville, Texas, and Matamoros, Mexico. The World Council had been shooting and killing the population, the citizens, and they petitioned their respective governments to let them form a union, autonomous
yes.
city, and they were granted. And so that's when the story takes place. The other main plot structure is the introduction by the World Council of a killer plague into the United States. And that's where Nick Garvey and President Lenora Allison join forces again to combat the World Council and at the same time try and protect Friendship City.
And this takes place
in... I guess one important point is the novel takes place in the year 2058.
I was just going to mention that because you could read this and almost thinking, boy, this is next year. It could be the way things are happening. And we'll talk about how suddenly this book you wrote years in the future, a lot of these topics you discuss are topics we're talking about right now. Our guest on the program is Carl H. Mitchell. His website is carlhmitchell.com. Book available all the usual places, amazon.com, urlinkpublishing.com, Barnes & Noble, all of those, and all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the inspiration in writing this trilogy? Where did this idea come from? Did it start off as a trilogy in your mind?
It started off with at least two novels, and maybe a series, but in 2012, I outlined in reasonable detail the first two books, Sundown and Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread. And I the first one was published in November 2017, and I'm not the fastest writer in the world. So, and the second one, Friendship City, was published August 2021, and it's published by Covenant Books and through Ingram Spark. So that's why basically it's available everywhere, either in paperback, hardcover, or ebook format.
I mentioned Carl's website, which is carlhmitchell.com, his name, so it's very simple to remember, and we'll have that on our website. You can get information on this book. You can get information on the first book in the series, and you'll find out when the third in the trilogy will be coming out. This book is so entertaining on a number of levels. It's a great story that you tell, and you get us thinking at the same time. What can the reader expect to get out of Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread?
Well, I think the it's a thriller based in the future. There is science fiction elements to it, but basically it's a police procedural, and Nick Garvey has to deal with his family too. His daughter is recovering from a coma, and his granddaughter has, in the previous book, had been kidnapped. And so it's that element. The other element is the citizens of Friendship City, since they're now autonomous, have decided they're going to construct their own Bill of Rights, some of which are going to have obligations. And so that is another element, how the citizens basically control their laws, their bill, their rights, and the politicians, they help, but they take second place to the citizens.
I mentioned a little bit of your background in the beginning. Talk for a second or so here about your personal history and where this love of writing came about.
Well, as I say, my first book I remember, my first attempt at writing, I remember, not a book, but I was probably 7 or 8 years old. My parents were divorced when I was two. Amicable, they got along and what have you. But my father sent me a typewriter when I was about eight. And so I typed a short story about, maybe it was a page and a half too. But it was a story of a family that was invaded by, a gunman broke into the house and was threatening, the mother, the father, and whoever else was there. And but the son, I pictured myself, I guess, as the son or whatever, but I gave him a different name, was in the kitchen, and he saw what happened, and he got down a pot and some popcorn, poured all the kernels in the pot, covered it, and turned it up the heat full. And within, a minute, it goes pop, 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 pop. And so the story goes, the gunman got all nervous and ran out of the house. And so that was my first story.
I love the imagination, even at that age. And it, so you were sort of, you got the typewriter, you got the imagination. So the writing career basically started at that time, didn't it?
I learned in summer camp, I would relate some stories. Some people would tell ghost stories, so I would pick it up. But I very quickly learned, don't drag things on, be brief to the point. And there was high school, there was college, and then I got married, and there were diapers and all sorts of stuff that took precedent. But during the summer sometime, we would go on vacation. I'd have, by that time, since I worked for IBM, I had a Selectric with me. And I would still type. And then when I retired in 97, besides, we wanted to see travel a lot, so we did that. But eventually I got back to writing and tried several things. And then 2012 is when I decided this is what it's going to be, a futuristic story. And the police involved, the president involved. And I elected that, to write about a female president because my mother, when we moved to Milwaukee, I was in kindergarten or even before that. She got a job as a secretary to an executive at Nash Motors. And I don't know if anybody remembers
Nash. Oh, of course.
But she always struck me as a very competent and confident lady. And just before I graduated from Stevens, I met my future wife. We've been married almost 59 years, but she struck me right away as a self-confident individual that could get things done. And eventually we got married. And so when the time came to put characters up, I had a detective, but then I figured the president, it's time to have a female president, definitely by the year 2057, 2058.
Well, I certainly hope so. And I want to talk about the characters in a second, but as people are listening, they may wonder, okay, what exactly is Friendship City? What genre does that fall under? And the nice thing is it's multi-genre, isn't it? You touch on a whole lot of the different elements of books out there that we all enjoy.
Yes, it. I guess it is has elements of science fiction in it. The police procedural as one of the dominant characteristics, and the antagonist is difficult to overcome, to beat, and they must use the power of the government, the power of detective, guessing and uncovering situations. So it's a futuristic thriller, has mystery in it and police procedural qualities to it.
You talk about characters, you really develop, and let's talk about the two protagonists. You really develop their characters well. So as readers, we really feel like we know these two. Talk about the two and the characteristics they have.
The president, Lenora Allison, is a very hands-on and competent lady. She had a history that when she was young, her mother was pregnant with, as they diagnosed, twin boys. And so she and her mother worked together to set up a crib and this and that and get ready. But her mother was shot and killed, and that meant the end of the no brothers. So she grew up a little bit with that concern, but she managed to tough it out. Her father worked with her, and so that was a characteristic of her. Nick Garvey, he had been married for quite a while, had a daughter, and his wife had a brother, but the brother was sort of a low-level criminal, and eventually he got shot trying to do. They passed a the government passed a total release of ban. Any drugs could be taken or what have you, and he was going to go on the last drug run, and got shot by his own guys. And the daughter blamed him, and there was antagonism there. He tried to mend the fences. She got beat up by her boyfriend and into a coma. So he did his best to try and get her out of the coma, took her to doctors here and there. He knew that she might still dislike him or hate him when she got out, but it was important to him to get her back to the world. And so that was basically, I think, the two family situations they came from.
Two of the characters you'll find in Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread, by Carl H. Mitchell. I say Carl H. Mitchell. That's the website, carlhmitchell.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. I love the concept of Friendship City. How did Friendship City get citizens of such a diverse cultures?
Well, the two cities, Brownsville, Texas, and Matamoros, Mexico, are opposite each other on the Rio Grande River. And that was in 2058 was a very convenient form for the World Council thugs and killers to speed by in boats and shoot people in parks and stuff like that, and even to climb on board on the shore and start shooting people, robbing them, beating them, and what have you. And that's when they petitioned to form one city, autonomous of any other ruling group. And so you had a city comprised of people from Texas or what have you, mainly, and people from Mexico. And one of the things I try and show now, and maybe in the next book a bit more, is they learn to work together. They maybe had different points of view, but they can work together to get things done constructively, which when you look around it, I outlined this all in 2012, and I look back now and I say, boy, we had a pandemic, and that was the plague that was introduced. And Friendship City, the president and the detective, they managed to find it and subdue it and get rid of it before it was released. The Friendship City, the citizens took over their future and deciding what rules and laws should be implemented and proposed, what have you. So I enjoyed writing that. I was, but as I say, I'm looking back now.
Yeah, like, wow.
We could use Friendship City now.
Really could. This is all in the book by Carl H. Mitchell. The book is Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread. I'm going by so quickly here. One of the main aspects I love is the Bill of Rights with obligations. How big a voice do the politicians in Friendship City have in improving these, I think, the boroughs on it?
The citizens of Friendship City, all of them have the responsibility of approval. The politicians can't approve a Bill of Rights or I didn't touch on it that much, but the laws either. They can propose them and say, hey, we think it would be a good idea to have A, B, or C, but that's the citizens. And they must be involved, and they must, understand it's their job, too, to try and come up with a safe community. And part of that is looking at the Bill of Rights, proposing them, and voting on them. And so the approval comes from the citizens. The politicians can propose, but they can't approve. A Bill of Rights or a law is approved by and voted upon by the citizens, then the politicians and the police can enforce them.
How did you decide which ones to include?
let's see, I came up with about 10 of them and put them in an appendix. Basically, can you carry arms? Who can become a citizen? Because Friendship City is open to people from Mexico, from United States. So I tried to reflect that in the Bill of Rights. And politicians, one of the things that I noticed in our community or our country, a lot of politicians will say, we got to do A, B, and C. and that'll protect people. Well, they pretty well, I would say, the majority of these politicians, they live behind closed walls and gated communities and what have you, and they don't really, on a daily basis, interface with people. So that was one of my Bill of Rights, that a politician, if wants to run for office, cannot live in a gated community. If they do, the Friendship City will provide a livable environment for them at the city's cost, for them to live in while they're a politician. And there's term limits too. So basically, that was the first group of 10 Bill of Rights that I had. I opened up, sent out to friends, and also on the internet, said, "Hey, this book is in the process. Would like people to submit your own Bill of Rights.
Yes.
I don't care whether you're conservative, liberal, or what." And I got 18 submissions that are again in the book, and their name, the contributors' names, printed.
I love that aspect of the book. The book we're talking about is Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread. Carl H. Mitchell is the author. A few minutes left in the program. I'm going to go back and talk again about the structure and when you put these books together, specifically Friendship City, the new book, Hanging by a Thread. Talk about that again, when this idea began, when you put the initial structure together for this book, and when we can expect to see the third book in the trilogy.
Well, again, 2012 was the time I outlined in reasonable detail the first two books, and put up a very broad outline on the third book. And I would say basically, I've started on the third book. I would say, basically, my writing procedure is I go through several drafts, and then when I finally say, "Okay, I'm set," I send it. I have connections with a published author that runs a critique and editing service. I've had him, he's worked on both of them, and I feel he's done a super job in pointing me in the right direction, showing me where I'm drifting. And then I send it to Covenant Books, and once it's set, they're a Christian-oriented publisher, and so they had several restrictions. There could be no just random violence,
Yes.
no explicit sex, and no anti-Christian values. And I told him there is violence, but it's plot driven. There's no explicit sex, not even non-explicit sex. And the anti-Christian values, there was two nuns in the story.
Well, and it
I didn't tell him the two nuns didn't survive more than two or three chapters.
Well, that's such a fascinating story how this whole thing came about. It's the Derailing Dystopia trilogy. This is book number two, Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread, Sundown, the first book. Both of these books are available. I'll send you to Carl's website. That's carlhmitchell.com. Book at Amazon, all of the usual places, and you'll get all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A lot of backstory, a lot of information at Carl's website, and you will know how he's coming with the third book in the trilogy and when that might be out. Carl, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Award-winning book, Friendship City. Excellent job with this story. Just for a second here at the end, when you finished up, do you ever go back and sort of shake your head again, looking at the plots that you have developed here and go, "Wow, how prescient was I that these are topics that people are talking about now?"
I was surprised at how things have echoed,
That,
what
yes.
I wrote down. Mine was fiction. This is unfortunately the real world, and hopefully we come out quicker than 2058.
Well, yes, unlike with Friendship City, a problem can be solved by turning the page or putting the book down for the evening. In real life, we deal with this on a 24/7 basis. Again, Carl H. Mitchell, our guest on the program. That's his website, carlhmitchell.com. The book is Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread. Carl, thank you for being with us on the program. Look forward to coming back and talking about book three.
Okay, I thank you. That should be, you know, 2023, the end, or 2024, the beginning.
Well, I'm planning on being here, and by then you'll have your 60th anniversary, so we can talk about that as well. So thank you for being with us. The book Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread, all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
Okay. You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.